Hi, this is Wendy Wesley of Wendy Wesley Nutrition. I am a St. Petersburg-based licensed and registered dietitian nutritionist. And in this segment, I take questions from local St. Pete people about nutrition and answer them on the air. My first question is from P.T. Collins, and he is a local artist, woodworker. And the question he has for me today is this. I'm turning 45 this year. Tell me how to adjust my diet to accommodate a lower metabolism while maintaining muscle mass. Hey, PT, this is a great question, and I have a couple of clients who I help who actually are trying to gain weight and muscle mass, and there are a couple of things that we can do to make that happen. The first thing that you don't want to do is try and just gain weight with calories. And I mean empty calories, things like added sugars, Clif bars, granola bars, other things that have what I call a health halo. But really, if you turn it over and you look at the nutrition facts label, you'll see that these foods have a lot of added sugars. What I'd like for you to do instead is focus on protein. And if you do eat meat, and that's okay, focus on lean meats, chicken, and fish, shellfish, shrimp, even some beef, pork. This is all acceptable, but I also want you to really pay attention and make a conscious effort to consume plant proteins. These come in the forms of beans and legumes and nuts and seeds. Also, eggs are good for this, but also remember when you're eating eggs to make sure that you're loading in lots and lots of vegetables in the form of a scramble or an omelet. And these vegetables can be green peppers, mushrooms, tomatoes, onions. Load them up. Load it up with fiber. Make sure you're always pairing your meat proteins with a good side, high fiber, nutrient-dense vegetable. This could be salads. This can be roasted vegetables. So look at your meals and ask yourself at every meal, where is my color, where is my fiber, and where is my protein? And this, I think you will find, will help you avoid those muscle loss, maintaining that muscle mass that you have, and also eat a very, very nutrient-dense diet. The other thing that this will do, these high-fiber diets that are majority or plant majority, what I like to call, will help you avoid diabetes and cardiac disease in the future. It will also help you maintain great GI health. And as we get older, our GI definitely, when I say GI, gastrointestinal system, slows down. In my work in the hospital, I saw lots of older people who relied on highly processed, low-fiber diets, and they were in for bowel obstructions and other kinds of GI issues. And trust me, that is a misery you don't want as you age. So fiber, color, lean proteins, and don't forget about those plant proteins. Another thing that's happening to all of us as we listen to this broadcast, as the time has gone by, is something called sarcopenia. It is the natural loss of muscle mass as we age, and it's happening to all of us. So this muscle mass is definitely more metabolically active and will burn more calories than a fat mass. The other reason it's important to maintain muscle mass as you age is for balance, to avoid falls, to bolster your joints so that you can continue to be active. This is all very, very important. So let me reiterate again. That's redundant. Let me say, always look at your plate. Where is my color? Where is my fiber? Where is my protein? It can be meat proteins, but don't forget about those very important plant proteins in the form of beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. If you do eat dairy, dairy is a great source of protein if it agrees with you, but let's focus on plants. So that's all I have for you today. I thank you for listening. Again, I'm Wendy Wesley. I'm a registered and licensed St. Petersburg dietitian nutritionist. My company is Wendy Wesley Nutrition. And I thank you for listening. Bye-bye.